Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Takes a lot to steal headlines away from the Dallas Cowboys, but that's exactly what the Chicago Bears have done in week three. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Dallas traveling to Chicago, Pearl, but the story really is just what's going on with Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, and the Bears. They're 0-2, and the coach is not shying away from calling out the entire team, the effort, not only against the Lions, but in their practice. And, you know, whether this is fair or not, everyone's going to go to Caleb to say, like, to be the litmus test of, is this message getting through? And the defense, for sure. But Caleb is the face of the team. So he's the one who may be tasked with kind of carrying out Ben Johnson's marching orders of holding players accountable. And I don't know if he's the right guy to do that.
But I still don't get this. Why is it on Caleb to hold the defense accountable?
I think it's on Caleb to, and the quarterback everywhere, to execute the message of the coach. And the coach is saying right now, we are not giving max effort.
Right.
And
they just let up 52 points. Like,
it sucks.
That is not a situation where, in my mind, like, the quarterback has limited capacity to fix the defense. Like, I don't think on all teams they even interact that much.
It's not about fixing it. It's about if guys aren't practicing right and calling people out. And it is always, it's complimentary football. What do they always say? You know, how do you help your defense? By staying on the field, by sustaining drives. And, you know, I would say the Bears probably had two good drives against Detroit. Two. And so some of that is on Caleb.
Well, yeah, but that's not an effort thing. That's just like, they're not great. But I don't know. I feel like...
So you think the effort is only on the defense? That's the only... So why doesn't he just call out the defense and say our defense is not good enough?
Well, like, see, Ben Johnson did get specific. He said receivers aren't putting out effort on plays where they're not the targets. That's very clear. I don't know exactly who that is. I'm going to imagine that it might be some of the younger players on the roster. So, because obviously Roman Dunze looked amazing last week. Yeah, no, you're right. It's on both sides. But I don't know if this is why Ben Johnson is doing this. Like, he's like, Caleb's too young. He's not going to be able to do this. I'm going to step in and be the Bill Parcells, like, intense guy. Like that. I think that's a style. I think they're different teams. Every team is built differently. Sometimes a coach wants to take all the oxygen. Rex Ryan was like that with the Jets. Like, you never heard from Mark Sanchez. It was all Rex Ryan.
Right.
Rex Ryan is like, I'm going to do all the talking so everyone leaves my players alone.
Let's go
Ben Johnson, Ben Johnson has been trying to take most of the media heat to keep it off Caleb. I think that's why he's doing it.
Yeah, I mean, but I think it's going to be hard to hide if you're Caleb, you know?
Yeah.
And Mark Sanchez, you know, was a little bit different because they weren't really asking him to do anything.
Less hype. Yeah.
Well, that and, you know, they were handing the ball off. They had a Hall of Famers on their offensive line. Their defense was literally number one in the league. Now we're just talking about that Jets team. But, you know, this Bears team is not that way. Caleb is, you know, was anointed a generational talent, number one overall pick, clear Heisman Trophy winner, has all the raw talent in the world. You see the arm talent, scrambling ability. He does make some wow throws. And he's been critical of Caleb too. See, that's the thing. It's like one thing if you're a coach and you want to bring all the heat on yourself. Well, he's not doing that. He's calling out his players. This is a deflection. He said, and we can play some sound for you. He says, if there's not effort, that reflects on me. But it almost just feels like you kind of have to say that, right? You're the coach. And he's saying, like, Caleb is not good enough either. You know, he's been complimentary about Caleb, yes, but he's also been more critical about a starting quarterback and a franchise quarterback than most coaches are ever.
Yeah, I mean, but let me ask you a question. Like, he inherited a team that obviously is sort of structurally bad because they were bad last year. They've made a lot of bad draft picks. None of these draft picks are working out. So he did inherit, like, the wrong roster. Now, he had limited choices this offseason. I'm not sure what the better option was. That maybe his only crime is picking the wrong team.
Possibly, but I think that's also, we're seeing, you know, now that the team really still is very flawed. But
just like last year, right?
A preseason 8.5 win total. There was a lot of people who said Ben Johnson is actually kind of ahead of the curve because he's taking over a team that actually people thought was further along.
Yeah, spent a lot of money.
Yeah, not taking over the Saints or something like that, yeah. A team that we think is in like a full, I don't say rebuild, but has zero expectations. So let's hear a little from Ben Johnson. Can we, Manny? This is him talking, responding to a question. You'll hear cut 17. Responding to a question about the team's practice habits. This is yesterday, and says they're not good enough.
Are there guys that need to practice better too?
I think our practice habits are yet to reflect the championship caliber team.
Yeah, and said that on Sunday against the Lions, there was just not max effort. So he's now put it out there, and I'm just wondering what happens if the team doesn't respond. You know, what if you go out and it's a, you know, Dallas is a very slight favorite, 1.5 points on the road. What if the Bears lay another egg? I mean, I don't think the Cowboys are not as talented as the Lions, but, you know, if it's bad or if the team's not responding to the message, then it doesn't matter who they're playing. They could lose to anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure exactly what you get with what if. Like, yeah, it's problematic. Like, these guys kind of stink right now.
Do you think that Ben Johnson is going to be Teflon through this, right? Like, you're not placing any blame at his feet, even though he has not been perfect either in his first two head coaching games. You know, at some point, the players will take the blame, but the coach is also, do you think he's absolved of blame if they don't play well?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at, say they go to 0-3, which is very likely, very possible at least, yeah, they're going to look like, oh, same old Bears. I don't think Ben Johnson's going to wear this. I think that C on the helmet. Like, it can't be an accident that we've gone 107 years now and nobody's get 4,000 yards as a quarterback.
I know.
There's something wrong with the franchise. I think everyone's going to say that.
But wasn't this his one job? Like, I fought back against you when you were like, it only matters how Caleb looks this year. I'm like, really? It doesn't matter if they win any games? Well, so far, neither is really up to par.
Well, it's interesting. We're 2 weeks into this experiment.
Yeah.
I think you could look at it and say, Caleb got a little better in week two. If he gets a little better in week three and a little better in week four and a little better in week five and say they're 2-3, that's fine. I'm totally fine with that. You and I view this team differently. Like, it's all about kind of next year because he hasn't gotten his guys in there. You know, he really, like, it's like Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
With the Chargers, he needed a year or two to get his guys in there.
Like, yeah,
he inherited a lot of players that he didn't know, and he didn't know their attitude. So I think Ben Johnson's going to have to weed out some of the slackers.
Yeah, it's a fair point, but think of what the difference is with that Jim Harbaugh example, because it's a good example.
Well, yeah.
Jim got to come in with his handpicked GM. That guy, Joe Hortiz, Jim Harbaugh's guy. You know, this is Ryan Poles, who was there before Ben Johnson. And this is the whole thing with the Bears. I know that drives their fans absolutely up the wall, which is the coach and the GM are always on different timelines.
Well, right. And that might happen again, because I got to tell you, Ryan Poles, it seems like in public opinion, is on thin ice.
And then we had a caller earlier who called us from Chicago who said the real problem is actually the ownership group and the McCaskies, because they're the ones making the hiring, doing the hiring, and they don't know jack about football, and they're hiring the wrong people over and over again.
He's also organizing a protest.
Yes.
To fire Ryan Poles.
Yeah.
And he said a peaceful protest, and I'm glad he said that, because we need to make sure we get that in.
Peaceful Poles protest. Love alliteration.
Triple P's, baby.
Pat's primetime player.
Yeah, Ryan Poles is not a... By the way, you said it like I think Ryan Poles, the GM, is taking way more heat right now than Ben Johnson. At least in the different NFL analysts I follow, there because there was this expose that made Poles look terrible.
Yeah,
the expose that showed that Caleb Williams had a lot of issues also made Ryan Poles look awful.
No, it did not spare. Yeah, Ty Dunn, which obviously the Caleb stuff got the most attention. You know, did Caleb have dyslexia and other things that were alleged in the piece and things like that. Ryan Poles also did not look good because essentially what Ty revealed, at least from his sources, was that the front office never even did any due diligence to see if Jaden Daniels would even be a possibility with the number one overall pick. And by the way, they might have been able to even trade down at some point and still get, they did not even do any real scouting, according to people who talked to Ty, and they just kind of ran with, Caleb's, the generational talent, so let's not even look at the tape.
And that was damning, because I know we think, well, who else would have not passed on Caleb Williams, but this guy always reminds folks that he did this. Remember Charlie Casserly? Everyone said, it's got to be Reggie Bush, or if it's not Reggie Bush, then you got to see the hometown guy, Vince Young, and he did due diligence and said, you know what, I think it should be Mario Williams. And he was 100% right. Mm-hmm. Reggie Bush was our number one pick caliber player, and Vince Young flamed out, and Mario Williams was a Pro Bowler. Like, you still got to do that due diligence and actually have confidence in your evaluation. You shouldn't be trying to recruit a guy to come to your place. That was ridiculous, and it does make him look bad.
There's also a version of that story where Reggie Bush asked for too much money, and they said Marius could take 30% less, and the McNairs are like, okay, take that guy. that's a version out there, by the way.
Casserly will not go with that version. Yeah. But
you got to know a deal when you see it, bro.
Yeah, because they used to negotiate with they negotiated with Bush and Williams simultaneously. So I'm not sure that's exactly how that went out. But
if only Mario Williams had held that same great impact when he eventually got to Buffalo.
Yeah, the Drake May stuff is funny, that they tried to make, Poles basically tried to make Drake May look bad, and apparently he just did no work on Jaden Daniels.
I mean, it's funny because I got to be honest, it was you the whole time who was saying you'd take Jaden Daniels number one.
Yeah. You know who I heard that from first? Dusty Dvorak does college football games on ESPN.
He's really good.
Yeah, he doesn't get any attention. And during, it was an LSU game against a lesser opponent, and he's like, I don't know how on earth people think Caleb Williams is a better pro prospect than Jaden Daniels. This guy is a full package, and you could see it at LSU. Now, the only issue is Jaden Daniels might be injury prone. He's very skinny. So I think Caleb was like a solid prospect. Like, I think it's the size of Caleb and the arm. I get why the Bears took him. I mean, it's not like a stretch. None of us were like, whoa, why are you taking this guy?
That is true. And to bring it to the present last few minutes here, Jaden Daniels, so he did not practice yesterday, dealing with a knee issue. Dan Quinn says we'll know more on Friday. They're playing the Las Vegas Raiders, who we'll get to in a moment because we got some stuff from the Raiders side of things. But this is a dicey one here of how do you handle Jaden Daniels, because you obviously don't want to put him out there compromised against Max Crosby and have him get hurt even worse, Pearl. But at 1-1, I know it's not a division, it's not even a conference game, but can you afford to potentially, you know, put yourself behind the eight ball with what should be a winnable game against the Raiders?
Yeah, I think Mariota looked great in two games last year. I would go with Mariota. He's a very experienced backup quarterback in the NFL. He's been okay in a lot of different situations. Like, he's a B-minus or whatever. Like, he's what you want out of the backup. I think you put him in, I think they're still favorites over the Raiders.
Well, they're 3.5-point favorites now, even with Daniels' status up in the air. But here's the one thing. The Washington offense, I mean, maybe the Green Bay Packers defense is just that freaking awesome, and that's possible. But you said it yourself. It looks like Terry McLaurin, clearly, we know he didn't have an offseason because he was holding out and in for a better contract. Right. They let Brian Robinson go, and they got Crosky Merritt, thank you. And the offense just looks not like it did last year.
No.
Again, that could just be the Packers.
But also, you're right, though. Terry McLaurin hasn't produced at all. Yeah, it could be, but I'm not sure, like, is Mariota going to be that much worse with this offense than Jaden Daniels? Maybe, see, to me, he's just a sort of a tick down.
I think so.
Really? I think he's going to have a good game if he plays. I watched that Cowboys game last year, and it was a revelation. I'm like, oh, my God, he should be starting in this NFL. Like, I think he's good enough, actually, to be, like, a very low-end starter. So The Raiders are coming cross country. He should be able to beat them, right?
You think 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So we're covering a lot of ground here. We got the Bears and Ben Johnson, their head coach, calling out the team for lack of effort, not only against the Lions, but the practice habits as well. And is Caleb Williams the guy to help deliver that message in the locker room, or will calling out your team publicly end up reflecting poorly on the head coach? And we're talking about Jaden Daniels' knee, where he's day-to-day. Their opponent this week is the Raiders. You know, we have some sound from Ashton Jeanty. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Ashton Jeanty, the rookie running back from Boise State, already calling out the offense, Pearl, and Chip Kelly will tell you what he said next.
Raiders!
All right, Maggie. It's an exciting day because not only can you talk about football, there's other sports going on. We got WNBA, we got a lot of baseball, and the best place to get into all those sports is Prize Picks. Every day, you can make choices. You can have a good take and get paid for it. The app is so simple to use, Prize Picks. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection, and if you're right, you can win big. And you know who's on there today.
Of course.
You know who's on there today.
Josh Allen and Jimbo.
Not only do you have Josh Allen, I know you're actually going to look at Tua as well and go under, baby.
Yeah, so here we go. Prize Picks for tonight. And just a little programming note, I'm on a two-day winning streak, so I feel like I basically have everything on the line tonight. Tua, more or less on 236.5 passing yards. Now, I'm hoping that's going to be less. And then why not pair that with a little Jackson Merrill, even though they're playing my Mets, 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. And you know what? Maybe I'll fade a little Jackson Merrill. And maybe be my key to a three-day winning streak.
I mean, I don't know, Maggie. I feel like you're picking with your heart a lot here, but go ahead.
Served me so far. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MMP. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code MMP on Prize Picks to get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. Guaranteed. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
All right, this portion is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The show is sponsored by the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Learn how it's so much more than just another SUV at HyundaiUSA.com. You know, it's a great time to be alive, Maggie. We are in the what was supposed to be a running back renaissance. Last year, Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley torched the league near 2,000 yards, over 2,000 for Saquon. So we were all excited when Ashton Jeanty arrived in Vegas and he was going to be the next one. Not so much so far.
Well, it looks like the Raiders have a lot more holes than maybe even Tom Brady could have imagined. So taking a running back that high now feels like a luxury item.
Yeah.
So, EJ, we've got the Ashton Jeanty sound, Manny. Okay, great. So I don't know what the question was. Do we have the question with it or just the response? Okay, here's the whole thing. Jeanty yesterday with the media.
He's also said, and Gino has said, we gotta get the running game going. We gotta feed Ashton a little bit more. Do you like that? You're ready to take on a heavy load and going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you draft a guy like me to not give me, you know, carries and touches, and you know, I'm ready for the responsibility, and you know, like I said, you know, it's going to start with me and, you know, in the run game, and I got to continue to get better.
Okay, more from Jeanty. Let's hear it.
There's a learning curve to the NFL for, you know, every single rookie that comes in. I mean, I think it's really rare that a guy comes in and just flat out balling off the rip. So I'm not, you know, feeling no type of way towards it. I just, like I said, I need to get better. And, you know, the big time performances that, you know, everybody might be expecting, I mean, those will come, but, you know, it's just about consistency.
Okay, so right now for Jeanty, Pearl, two games, 30 attempts, 81 yards,
oof,
one touchdown.
That is not good, especially when there are other rookie running backs who were not drafted high who look much better. I think we're back to don't draft a running back high.
But do you believe that he actually deserves more carries? Like this you know, the question was kind of leading, right? What is he going to say? No, don't give me the ball. But so the question, to be fair to Jeanty, was a little leading. But if he's saying, like, you know, you don't draft someone this high not to feed me, basically, do you think he's earned that through two games?
Well, yeah, I do think that I think he's saying the right thing there, because like you do want to have him be a high volume guy. But if you looked at the flow of that game, it just did. The opportunities were not there to establish the run. I'm not exactly sure why, because it wasn't like the Chargers were holding the ball that long, but like it got to the point they were down. Like they couldn't just hand it to Ashton Jeanty and have him gain 2 yards. They had to start throwing the ball. So it was situational to me. It wasn't like, I'm sure they want to give it to Jeanty, but you need a lead to do that.
Yeah, I mean, people have talked, you know, a little bit about his size and about how, you know, the only person who's really had a lot of success, or I think it was made Pro Bowls at 5'8", was Maurice Jones-Drew, right? Like, it's, you have very little data for someone who is, you know, listen, running backs aren't, we know the body type, but who are generally that small. Can I actually defend him on this one, or defend the entire Raiders? I think the Chargers defense might just be dynamite. You know, it's possible the Chargers defense is just absolutely sick, because we saw the first game of the season when the Raiders went to New England and played the Patriots, and it was Geno with the explosive plays. They didn't score a lot of points. The red zone's still an issue. But Geno with the explosive plays, and yeah, they weren't getting the run game going, but like the offense, no one thought there was something wrong. Then they play the Chargers, and it's like, oh gosh, you know, you guys have scored 9 points and no touchdowns. Is it possible the Chargers defense is just that stout?
I mean, the numbers for Jeanty don't bear that out. It was 19 carries for 38 yards in week one, and then 11 carries for 43 yards against the Chargers. So Jeanty was not getting anywhere against New England. I mean, honestly, at least he broke like a couple of little ones against the Chargers. He got nothing against the Raiders. I'm sorry, against the Patriots. Yeah, but then they were trailing and they couldn't. I think they want to lean on Jeanty. No, I think ideally you carry 20 carries a game. Like, is that what you want? I don't think it has anything to do with size. I think it's game flow. I mean, Saquon's not big. He's got big legs.
Yeah.
How tall is Saquon Barkley? 5'11"?
5'10", 5'11".
5'10".
Yeah, but Jeanty's 5'8".
Yeah, but I think Jeanty can handle it. I just think they need to be in the game. Like, the Chargers scored on their first two drives. That's the worst thing for a running back. And he's also my fantasy running back, so I think they need to hand him the ball a lot.
All right,
more.
There we go. That took 5 minutes to get to the real bottom.
No, but like
of
you know, to establish a run game, you need to have a lot of carries. So you might have to take a lot of like 1 yard and 2 yarders, and eventually wear down on the opponent. You're right. The Chargers are a good defense, and they're trailing. So what are you supposed to do? Commanders run defense. I don't really know how they stack up. I think they've been pretty good, right?
Last year, the Chargers had the number one ranked scoring defense, or the points allowed, but their rushing defense actually was like kind of average. I think
the Chargers or the Commanders?
The Chargers.
Got it. Yeah.
Go Chargers, go!
They were just 14th in rushing yards. And I don't even remember that Monday night game when Lamar and Derrick Henry went crazy and kind of exposed them a little bit midseason. I don't know if this is a great Chargers defense thing. It could be a Janty thing. They don't give up points, but usually they give you yards on the ground. And
well, but you say, Jedi, it could be like a combo offensive line running
back.
Yeah,
it could be a lot. It could be a Raiders thing. It could be a Raiders thing. Janty, line, play calling. I put all of it in the stew and stir it up, and then you got that crappy performance you got on Monday.
Yeah, well, maybe Tom Brady, you're sitting there with a headset. Why don't you say something?
But I mean,
how about that?
Chime in.
Week one was not. It was even worse for Jedi. I'm telling you, he couldn't get through to the next level at all on any given play. Also, apparently, he can't pick up the blitz that well, which makes sense. He's tiny.
Exactly. Let's get to Andrew Bogus. You worried about Ashton Jeddah? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. He said, listen, you draft me this high, then, you know, I can handle the workload. What do you got, Bogus?
Well, I hate to make the nation pick sides and divide our one great country, but it's time to do just that because we've got Pat Beverly against adopted New Yorker Trae Young.
Oh, yeah, I'm out.
The two NBAers have been bickering. Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe it started with Pat Bev complaining about the All-Star game, so Trae told him to let the actual All-Stars handle it, led to Pat Bev going off on Young, saying none of the Hawks like him. So, of course, Trae recorded and posted a multi-minute video response that included this.
Where was your real impact in winning? I know you were labeled as a tough defender, a great defender, and the accolades say that you were. But I promise you, anytime you was on the court with me, I was never scared of you. I was never scared of Patty Bev. I promise you. And as you can tell, Patty don't scare me now.
As I do this video in the safety of my house. Today's poll
that
question...
That went on for minutes and minutes?
Oh, there... So, the whole video is 12 minutes long.
Oh, good heavens!
But I don't think all of it is about Pat Bev. There's about a four-minute chunk that it's directly about Pat Bev. So, it brings us to today's poll question.
What's
Are there
thesis?
Any winners in this nonsense?
I just want to remind people the Gettysburg Address was 2 minutes. You don't need 12 minutes to get your point across.
And what I can't figure out, the clip that I watched was very much edited. I don't know if it was
the editing on this is insane.
But is it his editing or is it editing for people who are shortening it for consumption, like
no,
after the fact?
I think it's his. I'm pretty sure it's his.
So is he stammering and like the whole like and that what they're cleaning up?
Yeah.
They're just tightening it up.
Yeah, that's a social media thing. That I mean, we do it for our clips, but we do it a lot better.
That could have gone on. So you mean to tell me that probably wasn't originally about 17 minutes, 18 minutes? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they lopped off like a solid five off of that.
They ran out of film at one point.
Good heavens,
that
man.
That wasn't written down. It sounded like he was reading from a piece of paper.
No. I mean, if the only thing he had that he clearly read off was he had a list of teammates that Pat Bev played with, I think making the point of you got carried.
Oh,
your
I love
career.
That. That was my favorite part.
But the rest of it,
of course
he
did.
Right.
Nobody thought Pat Bev was James Harden.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
Okay.
So if anything else was scripted, it was on a teleprompter that was off camera.
No, he listed, you played with LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Anthony Edwards, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, Dwight Howard. He named like all these guys. Like, these guys are Hall of Famers, and you still made only one conference finals. Mm. I was like, damn.
Damn
I mean, Trae Young even made it with, like, Danilo Gallinari.
Am I on Trae Young's side here?
You might have to be.
Damn. Trust me,
damn.
I was ready to jump on them Pat Bev bandwagon, but he got cooked last night. Even in this terribly edited video.
Call it, guys. 9:29 Eastern Time, September 18th.
He said he was on scoring tables celebrating playing games. God. I mean, there's a lot
EJ,
in there.
You teach a video editing class at college class.
How's that going?
You could use this as what not to do tape.
Seriously. Yeah, when we do our social media video, actually, I'm glad you said that. When we do our social media video, I'm like, here's one way to not edit social media video.
You should wear your Knicks stuff when you do that.
I might look a little biased if I do that.
Biased.
On a basketball court last night, WNBA playoffs, the Lynx are the first team through to round two, completing their two-game sweep of the expansion Valkyries with a 75-74 win in Northern California. Minnesota rallying from a 17-point third-quarter hole. Nafisa Collier scoring 24. The Liberty playing at home could not sweep the Mercury, not even close. Phoenix an 86-60 beatdown, forcing a decisive game three in their building tomorrow night. New York even had Brianna Stewart out there despite her sprained knee, but only 6 points in 20 minutes. Week three is already here. The Bills hosting the vaunted Dolphins. The NFL has okayed using a running clock in the second half if things get out of control early in Buffalo. In Santa Clara yesterday, a surprise from Niners coach Kyle Shanahan saying Brock Purdy has a chance to play Sunday against the Cardinals. Huh? We were expecting him to miss at least 2 weeks with his version of turf toe.
Get back out there, Joe.
The QB flip-flopping continues in Colorado. Deion now expected to return to Caden Salter for Saturday's game with Wyoming. Rusty Staub's non-grandson Ryan threw two picks in Friday night's loss at Houston.
What am I shallow?
He's not there anymore. Baseball needs a new hottest team.
Frazier shoots it into the left field corner and deep and gone! Adam Frazier to the opposite field. And the Royals regain the lead in the eighth inning.
The Royals kept that lead that Adam Frazier gave them with that two-run homer, snapping Seattle's 10-game win streak 7-5. The Astros swept the Rangers 5-2, so Houston takes a half-game lead on those Mariners atop the AL West. Texas, by the way, now 4.5 games away from a wild-card spot. And just ahead of the Ryder Cup, Bethpage Black is getting two more marquee events. The Long Island Coors will host the 2028 Women's PGA Championship and the men's version 5 years later. The PGA also yesterday giving the men's event to Oak Hill near Rochester in 2035.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't wait.
September,
years.
Look at Ryder Cup, September 26th. Getting close.
Next weekend.
Yeah. Oh, so what time are we going to have? Does that start in the morning when we're on?
I think it does, right? I don't think it will because of it being here. When it's in Europe, we get it early morning. Okay. My guess is it'll be later in the day for TV purposes.
Right, but then don't they want it on in Europe too? So maybe they start earlier?
No, so in Europe, they started at, you know, around lunchtime here. It'll be the end of their day there. So they'll watch it. They'll watch it closer to their prime time while they play during the daylight here.
Oh yeah, a time difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Got I feel like that?
It's maybe because we're in New York. It's getting a lot of hype this year. This particular ride, like, there's a lot of trash talking
because
going on.
We're here. Because it's here.
Is that why? I feel like but I feel like both teams are really into it this year. Not that they aren't always.
Yeah, I just think you feel it more because everyone around here can't wait for it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Also, got to be a big bounce back spot here for the Americans, right?
When was the last time they won?
Oh, I don't know, but last year they did not have a good showing.
I feel like we never win this.
Last year, last time. Okay. We have more on tonight's game. There actually is a very interesting angle to this. Not just is Mike McDaniel going to get fired and Josh Allen wearing a visor.
The Bills make me wanna shout!
More than that, but first, Jamie is in Dallas, Texas. What's up, Jamie? How are you? Jamie.
Oh, boy.
Is everything okay?
What is that sound?
Excuse me?
Jamie, you're up, dude.
Oh, my apologies. I went through a dead spot. Guys,
okay.
Listen, just wanted to, haven't been up as early in the morning, haven't been able to get with you guys. Wanted to revisit my crystal prognostication that Arch Manning was going to be a complete disaster, an overhype machine, and the second coming of Chris Sims in Texas. Now, as you've seen a little bit more, you have to begin to doubt that these physical tools are ever as great as anyone made them out to be. That would be my first thing. And I would also look at that through the deeper lens of all of those five-star quarterbacks that year. Malachi Nelson on the other side of the ball at UTEP last week.
Yep.
And I would also leave you guys with one other thing. This situation. situation with Nico Amilava. And I'm a Razorback fan. His little brother was at Arkansas, and soon after the situation played out where he leaves Tennessee, him and dad come visit Madden at Arkansas. He runs to UCLA. The thing about this is it is – and Bobby Petrino was calling his little brother the best-looking freshman that he's seen since Lamar Jackson, okay? So he was in a position to succeed. Our quarterback, Taylen Green, is having a wonderful start to the year, and he has a very similar skill set. All three of them work with the same guru in California, so it should have been an easy transition. But this overhyping of 18- and 19-year-olds, I think we're seeing it come to fruition, and I think this thing is going to work itself out faster than the situations when every, you know, shoe manufacturer thought everybody needed to have their own NBA, you know, everybody was a shoe, you know, needed their own custom shoe. Okay. And I just, you know, think this situation, it proves that.
You're making your point, and, you know, thank you for calling in, because I do remember your call. It was very memorable, and you were screaming from the hilltops, guys, maybe Arch Manning just isn't the five-star that he was promised to be. Why did Candy beat out Quinn Ewers? You know, and this was before they even played a game, so I'll give Jamie credit for that. He called it long before Arch ever went to the horseshoe and played against Ohio State, and then we saw what happened from there. First of all, put the Nico Amilava stuff to the side. We'll do that next. But this is the thing about Arch. It's possible that he got a bump from his last name. Okay.
Yeah, likely.
No kidding. Okay, so now we're figuring that out. Yeah. It doesn't mean the season is over yet, right? It doesn't mean that he is not also in a very quarterback-friendly offense, and we won't see him actually be good this year. Is he going to be Joe Burrow? Clearly not.
Well, Joe Burrow wasn't doing it at this point, but go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, are we seeing a guy who was going to have this magical season of national championship, Heisman Trophy, number one overall pick? That's what I think of with the Joe Burrow.
Well, right, like, but the fact that junior year, right where Arch is, Joe Burrow was bad, which is amazing. So Joe Burrow is an incredible turnaround. So maybe he could be Joe Burrow in the sense that, like, maybe there's a huge chunk of the story left to tell.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
The magical season, probably not getting that. The magical season. Which I think a lot of people had their hopes up for.
But how do you know next year won't be Joe Burrow?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the story's not done yet. And that's not just because we don't want to, you know, like, acknowledge that he's not good.
This year won't
this
be
year, the year. Yeah, I'm saying this year, you're not getting the magical season. It's not going to be the Heisman winning national. It doesn't look like you're going to get that magic carpet right to the NFL number one overall pick. But the story's not over. I mean, we still have to see him. Let's see what happens this weekend. If they do believe a lot of it is mental, along with some of the physical, but if a lot of it's mental, that can be fixed. I think.
You know, Jamie, you mentioned like that. I'm glad you brought up that recruiting class because it's having a massive comeback. This famous, terrible recruit class. Now, Dante Moore is at Oregon and looks like a strong Heisman candidate. If they beat Penn State, I'd say he's going to jump to number one. He's number three right now. Jackson Arnold looks great. So that's another guy. The four guys in that class you mentioned. It's Arch and I'm sorry, I'm forgetting the other one.
Malachi Nelson.
And Malachi Nelson, that's not going to happen. And then Connor Wegman, the famous number one recruit from the year before, looks amazing. So you can come back. And nobody looked worse than Connor Wegman. And now he's coming back and like the NFL is starting to look back at him. So you can have massive turnarounds in your careers, which is exactly what you're saying as well.
And even this season, like the Arch story is not done yet. We're asking you the question, if Arch struggles against Sam Houston, ... like fill in those dots, because like you do have to see it get better against not the SEC talent. Then the Nico, I'm sorry, EJ, you want to say?
Oh, yeah, no, I was going to say, because just on the point, because I want to listen back to it, so I made sure I heard you correctly. Like on the point that just because Arch isn't like whoever we thought he's going to be this season isn't over, in terms of why he can still be good and this could still be a good season. I would say the season is over if he's not that guy, only because kind of what we said about Perloff is it doesn't seem like the defense seems like it might be really good, but it doesn't seem like the offense is that good.
Right.
It doesn't seem like whatever the talent they're supposed to have, it doesn't feel like they're playing up to those recruiting stars. So if he's not this guy who can lift all boats, I think the season is over from the standpoint of whatever Texas expectations were, which is at least contend for a title. They're not doing that. They have no shot. That's a 9-win, 8-win team in the SEC, and I don't know if they even get to the playoffs. If that's who Arch is.
So here's a question. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, yeah, but what if they get their running backs back? Notre Dame didn't have a passing game at all last year, and they made it to the title game. Like, and Ohio State had Will Howard. I mean,
Notre Dame's playing, as you always say,
yeah.
You know, a
yeah, but they got through the
half
playoffs.
ACC schedule. Yeah, and they did, and that's fair.
Yeah, like Will Howard wasn't great. Remember him against Michigan? Like, you don't need strong quarterback play to get through this thing.
But you do got to get through a regular season, though, still. Like, you're right. They played well in the playoff, and I always talk about that because they beat up on some SEC teams. But it's still the issue of you have to get through this SEC schedule before you even get to the playoff.
They also had two running backs who were taken in the second round, no? I mean, Ohio State did last year.
Yeah, but I mean, yes, but Texas had, Texas has strong running backs.
They do.
Whichever and Wiser. They lost Jaden Blue.
But
yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. If they get back, maybe the team transforms a little bit and helps Arch even more.
But Wiser's coming off an ACL, too. We don't even know what he was supposed to be last year.
And I think the backup's hurt, too.
Yeah, so, like, I think everybody, I feel like, for Texas, we've just been assuming they're going to be great based on, again, their recruiting starts, which is understandable. If you follow the sport, you follow high school football, it's not, I don't like even blame people for that. It's just sometimes we actually end up seeing the players, they're just not who they are. So just eyeballing this, maybe they get a lot better, but if Arch is going to be just decent, let's say he's not even terrible, he's decent, that's, again, Texas, that's a 9-win team, and we'll see if they can get to the college football playoff.
So here's another question for you. This is a way too early question to be asking. I acknowledge that. Let's say this is Arch never gets right, okay? And it looks pretty bad or just mid or whatever all season long. Is he back next year as Texas's quarterback?
Yeah, why not?
Maybe Sark feels like he could upgrade.
No, it's not going to be that bad. Then how are you going to upgrade? Like,
or maybe the Mannings fire.
Yeah, Sark. That I could buy.
That's what I thought.
We were mentioning Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow switched coaches and turned into Joe Burrow. Like, yeah, maybe. I think that's a more likely scenario.
Okay, so you can ask it either way. Is the marriage, is there a breakup coming? I mean,
that's
every
possible.
College quarterback transfers. We did this yesterday with our great debate, the greatest college transfer of all time, and we had about 1,000 people to choose from.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. I mean, Sark is, if you ever listen to him, he's so complimentary and trying to be supportive. Feels like he's playing the Manning family game. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels like he's kissing their butt a little bit.
How could you not? Look at how powerful they are.
I mean, Texas has got to play OU. I mean, you saw OU look like it's Michigan, what they did to Underwood. I mean, does it look like the way Arch is playing, he's going to be able to do anything against Oklahoma?
Boomer!
You got Georgia on the road. You got Texas A&M at the end of the season. I mean, there are losses on this schedule if Texas keeps playing like this.
Yeah, I mean, they have to. But they play, like, their defense looked great against Ohio
State. The defense
State.
Is great. I think the defense is great. Yeah. I mean, they got dudes on that side. It's just, I don't know if they're going to score enough.
Can I say one thing? They had 16 players drafted off last year's thing. That's an entire roster. And they had 11 players drafted the year before. So they've been kind of relying on the transfer portal. Maybe it all comes together. I think your scenario painting that maybe we have, like, there's going to be some big questions if it doesn't for both Arch and Steve Sarkisian.
888-710-4ISN. We'll take a quick break. I want to unpack something that our caller Jamie had said about Nico Iamaliava and about the hype around some of these young quarterbacks. Plus, we'll hear from Jaden Waddle about tonight. Dolphins headed up to play my Buffalo Bills. Do that next.
Nico Iamaliava.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, Manny Discovers Lenny Kravitz.
Featuring Quavo, by the way. This is a remake.
Let's hear from Jalen Waddle, shall we, of the Dolphins tonight. Miami traveling to Buffalo Thursday night football. It's a big spread, but the Dolphins have to be in this desperation mode, right? 0-3. You got banners and planes flying over your stadium saying to fire the GM, fire the coach. Like, this kind of feels like as bad as it can get.
Yeah.
So let's hear cut four, please. Jalen Waddle, how are the Dolphins feeling heading into this game?
Nah, no pressure. No pressure at all. We're just trying to play the best ball that we can. Go out there and, you know, compete at a high level, do our jobs, and get a win.
This is where professional athletes are just different from the rest of us, right? It's like, basically, the walls are caving in. Your coach is on the hottest seat possible. You know, you're 0-2. You no-showed week one, which is pretty egregious. How you feeling? No, fine. No pressure.
Yeah, I mean, what's he supposed
good.
To say?
Oh, I mean, he could say, listen, our backs are against the wall. We're going to really feel like we have, you know, need to come out with a lot of fire, which is kind of what he said, but...
Yeah,
no pressure.
Yeah, I mean, the players obviously, like...
They're different.
They think we're all ridiculous. Like, after a game, like, people are crying at home. They're like, what's at the buffet line? I've seen that a million times. It's a job to these guys, too. Remember that.
Yeah, but they're not doing their jobs well, you know? And, yeah, like, at some point, you want to at least have a little urgency, no?
I don't know. If I'm Jalen... You're Jalen Waddle, who's a really good player, looking
great
around
player.
At that team. What are you going to be like... Yeah, I'm sure he's like, this ain't on me. I mean,
well, that's the foxhole.
I mean, he's a wide receiver. He's a diva, of course. He's like, wide receiver is like, what's he supposed to do? Run his routes and catch the football? Is he going to make the linebacker tackle somebody?
No, but it's like last year, Bradley Chubb said, yeah, we told you the vibes were different last year. That was a lie. This year, they're actually different. Like, okay, I was lying then. I'm telling the truth now. And they came out week one, and the Colts embarrassed them. They embarrassed themselves. And
yeah, no, they're not responding to the coach anymore.
No, absolutely not. So, you know, you'd think that there'd be a little pride, professional pride, and you guys are ruling it out. I mean, Bogus making jokes, they're going to do a running clock at halftime. Like, this is it. We're going to see it. And something tells me I'm making fun of Jalen Waddle. I keep wanting to call him Jalen Waddle. Jaden Waddle. Jalen Waddle. Is kind of being nonchalant about it. But I'm not expecting that when they actually take the field, because if you can't get like, you know, the juice going for this game, I don't know why you even put on the helmet.
Well, it's a rare opportunity. I think like almost any NFL game is a must-watch game. This is definitely not. Like, you could go to college football, so I'll tell you what's on tap for you.
What do you got?
Rice against Charlotte. Throw out the record books for those two teams.
Heck yeah.
Now, Rice is 2-1. It's not a bad start for my Owls. Then Charlotte's 1-2. They're struggling a little bit this year. So that's going to be a distraction. Honestly, like, do I really want to get caught in Amazon world and not be able to flip around during this Dolphins-Bills game? This is going to be tough. You could tell me about it tomorrow morning.
After all these years, Pearl, you don't have a second TV?
No, I have my computer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, basically, you do.
But I'm not going to watch Rice. Yeah, but I don't like it. But the thing is, I put the Amazon game on the big TV and then the commercials are there. It's the only...
Hard to escape them.
Yeah, it's a good job by Amazon. And the telecast is great. But yeah, this is going to be really, really bad. I think it's going to be bad.
We watching on Prime Vision today or normal broadcast?
Oh, I don't watch the fancy one.
You don't watch the advanced stats one? You don't like the All 22 one?
No, I've checked it out.
They've got a Nerdcast?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Never indulged?
You know, actually, you say that. I think I've watched it before. Remember when LeBron was doing like an alternate like barbershop?
Yeah, that was...
Watch along?
I didn't watch much of that.
I didn't either.
I didn't care for that. But this has nerd stats involved in it, and it shows me when the blitz is coming and whatnot. And most of the time, they do blitz. It's pretty cool. Makes me feel like a quarterback.
Do you watch that for baseball when they have the nerd broadcast on Sunday Night Baseball?
They have a nerd broadcast on Sunday Night?
Yeah, I did. I did once. It was good.
They do a great job.
I liked it.
It's like Eduardo Perez. He's awesome.
Yeah. They do a really good job Sunday Night Baseball. I watched it for a Mets-Giants game, and they were on the money with, like, Soto. He was about to hit a home run. He did. I was like, whoa.
Speaking of, how was the Mets game last night?
Terrible. The Mets lost, but it drove me to a question. If you go to, everybody knows the guy or gal that goes to a game and wears an unaffiliated team jersey sucks.
Right.
Nobody likes that.
Yeah.
But
I give them a pass when they're in London and stuff like that.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I saw a gentleman wearing a Diamondbacks jersey. And I was ready to say, oh, look at this loser. But.
No, that last night was a big game for him.
Yeah, the Diamondbacks are chasing the Mets. So can you go to a game where you're in a pennant race or a division race and just be a hater? I kind of just gave him a pass.
How are the Diamondbacks now the one chasing Mets? There have been like seven other teams trying to get this lame-ass wild card spot.
Maybe he was like there to put a hex on the Mets or something.
What happened to the Reds or the Giants?
They're there too. There's a whole stew of weird teams trying to chase the Mets now. But this guy showed up and he was ready to hate.
Giants and the D-backs are playing a series right now.
Thank you, EJ, Manny, Bogish, Andrew Kaplan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.